MNN Sports. I'm Kevin Falmas. Tough night for the Twins last night in Chicago as they were drubbed by the White Sox 10-1. While the Twins were bad top to bottom, manager Derek Shelton tips his hat to the Sox bullpen.
Yeah, I think we saw in full effect what happens when you have the ability to match up. And they did a good job of matching up and got a lot of good matchups, and it led to about 14 punch outs. And, we just couldn't get anything going offensively.
Twins dropped 2 of 3 to the White Sox and have lost 3 of their last 4 overall. But if they want to stay relevant, they got to move on quickly, says Twins pitcher Bailey Ober.
I think just in general, our team does a good job of the day-to-day aspect of just showing up to the ballpark and having a good mindset. I don't think we carry a whole lot of previous stuff into the next day, which I enjoy a lot with this team. Obviously, right now, everyone's down. It sucks. But in this whole season, we've always showed up with high energy going into games, so I'm expecting the same thing.
Twins have 3 straight against the Tigers. It starts this afternoon in Detroit, then they're back there on Tuesday and Wednesday. Good news, though, for the Minnesota Vikings. The Hitman is back.
Skelton on the run. It's intercepted right into the hands of Harrison Smith. He's still going. Harrison Smith. Touchdown.
Viking safety Harrison Smith back for his 15th season with the Purple, signed a 1-year extension on Saturday. The Vikings and Harrison Smith are home against the Packers for a 3:25 first pitch on Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. That'll kick off the 2026 season. And if you missed it, Thursday night the Gophers got a great start to their season. They beat Eastern Illinois 59-7. They host Mississippi State on Saturday at Huntington Bank Stadium for Game 2 of the season. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.